96, Annabelle E. Truitt, south of Winding Drive, 3 miles north of Seaford, being Lot 42 within Clearbrook Estates Development. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Good evening. State your full name and address for the record, please.
Annabelle Truitt, 100 South Winding Brook, Seaford, Delaware.
This testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
You're requesting a 13-foot variance from your rear setback on a through lot, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And... Now, how did this... She's on a through lot now. She's got the two fronts, right?
Right.
Okay.
Already had one variance?
Do you already have one variance on this?
Yes, I built the house in 98, and in 99, I wanted to put a deck on. I had to get a variance. And now the deck needs repairing, so I wanted to enclose it, and I called planning and zoning, and they said I had to have another variance.
Yes, ma'am.
So I wanted to enclose it and add 2 foot.
Okay.
It's 8 foot wide now, and I'd like to make it 10 foot.
Okay.
So that will make you 27 feet, so 13 feet, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A gentleman from planning and zoning come out and looked at it.
It says two fronts, right?
Yes.
Facing two fronts.
Through lot.
This is in the back, and it faces the road.
Right, but because it's on a development road and a county road, you have two front yard setbacks.
Right.
I don't see any other variance.
That makes it unique.
And it's an odd-shaped lot on top of that.
And that's one of the standards for a variance.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Horton? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the fact that it's on a cul-de-sac and also that it has two fronts, it's an odd-shaped lot, I think that shows uniqueness, therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood and is a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion, we approve case number 9,996.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,996. All those in favor of the motion, give your regular voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number